Hey guys, what's happening? And welcome to FPL Kopi Talks. This is the podcast where three gentlemen come together and speak about the game we love, Fantasy Premier League. I'm Anwar, the FPL casual.
I'm ABK, the loyalist to the team at the top of the table.
And awesome. I'm Lukman, the sensible one. How's it going, boys? Good morning.
It's good morning. Yeah. Actually, it's a morning. Good morning for me as well because I just woke up from my nap.
What time did you went to?
I was too tired at about 10 o'clock. Sleep.
Okay. How's the weekend, boys?
Good. A very good weekend for me. Maybe not the same for you guys, but a really good weekend for me.
It was decent. It was decent. I think the weekend came by too quickly. It's always too quick. And I think this Hari Raya in the middle of the week kind of extended the weekend a bit for me. So I wasn't working yesterday. Today on half day. I'll be in the mood already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, same. Yeah, but the weekend was a bit... The game was frustrating. I was so pissed off watching the game. I don't know, man. It was a tough watch, but yeah, we'll talk about it later. Yeah. But shall we? Any other things to talk about before?
ABK.
What's up?
Today your last day of fasting, or you already raya already?
Yeah, today's my last day of fasting. Actually, you guys quite lucky, fasted only 29 days,
Yeah. You started one day earlier, right?
Over here, we started one day earlier, and then we celebrate same day as you guys.
Yeah. Okay lah, take it lah. You weren't there last year, what? Really had one day less. Stop raising points.
Let's start the pod proper. But before that, don't forget to follow us on our socials on FPL Kopi Talks, mainly on IG and X, but we're also on TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube.
Yep, and if you're listening to this on Spotify, don't forget to subscribe to our channel and give us a 5-star rating.
Also, if you haven't, do join our Telegram group where we're running our FPL Prize League. I'm really looking forward to today's spot, and without further ado, grab your beverage of choice. This is episode 119, Old Harvard Kai Hard. Let's get into it.
Let's go!
Boss, kopi o satu, boss.
You're listening to FPL Kopi Talks.
It's Freddie Youngberg again. Push out by Bartlett. Wilson!
Right here. Right now.
Tall, Grande, and Venti. This segment, we put our purely biased, highly opinionated ratings of this game week. I'll go first. So quickly, my game week was... It's pretty bad lah. Even though I was 1 point off my safety score. I wrote my transfer, so I got 61 points, just a small rate. So I'm still hovering over the 850k mark lah. So anyway, my team is Dubravka, Gabriel, Zabani came on for Gusto. I have Moreno, I have Captain Salah, Saka, McCarthy came on for Foden, Son, Solanke, Haaland, and Semenyo. So yeah, my Liverpool also pretty dread.
Drew didn't lose.
It felt like a loss though.
Yeah. Drab game week. Was pissed off watching the football, especially the Liverpool game. So I think my rating is about 3 out of 10. Yeah.
I think you're coming into this week also super confident, that Liverpool will win.
I was.
Yeah. I told you he
jinxed it,
He doesn't read the sentiments well enough, lah.
My connection is quite bad. You all got cut off. Is it just on my side?
Yeah, I was just on your side.
It's on your side. Damn.
Yeah. Bad.
I'm waiting for you to get to your own crib. Then hopefully you can get 10 GBP.
What did you all say just now? What did you all say about me being overconfident?
I'm just saying that your reading of the whole situation quite bad, lah. You're always overhyped and then
overconfident.
Yeah,
I think the whole team was similar as me, like they were overconfident too. So I kind of brought them the same feeling as me. They were too overconfident too. But yeah. Who's next?
I'm next. I've got 65 points this week. I think the only regret this week was not putting in my Everton assets in. So I've got Neto, Gabriel, Zabani, Ednori, Son, Saka, Palmer, Captain C and Palmer, 5 points there. Salah, Sarabia, Haaland and Solanke. So on the bench, I have a nice 14 points on Pickford and Brentworth. So overall, 65 points. I'm currently seated Green Arrows this week, 150k overall, right? So another 50k to climb. Hopefully the double game week this week. Next week, double game week, I can push ahead with the bench boost. And hopefully my decision to bench boost early will pay off with free hitting in 37, trying to accommodate as much double game week players as possible. So I think I kind of called it. I wasn't expecting quite much of a result from Liverpool at United. I mean, like I was saying, that our title depends on how effective our attackers can be, and I think the game there just proved that we haven't been clicking up front. So overall, all in all, I wasn't surprised with the result. Was I disappointed? Yes. But was I surprised? No. My overall rating, probably a 5.5 out of 10.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll go next. 72 points this week. Really good game week. I'm actually on the tails. I'm actually on the tails of Lukman in terms of overall ranking. I think we are just maybe two points away from each other.
2 points.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I broke into the 1 million ranking. I made the transfer from Nathan Ake to Ryan Ait Nouri. I think as advice in the last spot to bring in Ait Nouri. He unfortunately got injured, but I think he got an assist before he got injured. So I think that was good for me. The only thing was I listened to Lukman in terms of captaining Salah, and I think that worked out. But I didn't listen to him in terms of bringing in Gordon instead of Zabani in my team. I was looking at Gordon's away record. He's just he only returns at home. Away he doesn't return at all, and it's kind of true.
But do you look at Zabani's record though?
No.
Okay.
I did not look at Zabani.
Agree game with Aporo. 11 points.
So I got Poro, my team. Let me just go through my team. I got 72 points. In goal, I have Neto. My four defenders are Ait Nouri, Pedro Poro, Gabriel Zabani. Midfield, Palmer, Saka, Captain Salah. Up front, I got Darwin, Haaland, and Solanke. Yeah, I mean, missing out on Watkins' points. Watkins is week on week just killing me. But I think this week, my other players managed to keep my team afloat. So right now, overall ranking of 886k, looking good for my revised target of 500k. The Man U and Liverpool game, I would have preferred if Liverpool lost the game, but I can't complain. Top of the league, okay. I'll take it. So 9 of 10 for me.
All right, let's move on to the next segment, Brew of the Week. In this segment, we discuss players or teams that had exceeded our FPL expectations and we feel might go into a hot streak of brewing form. Shall we start with the ABK's team? Very impressive performance against Brighton. I don't think I'll watch another Arsenal game this season. It's depressing to watch how good they are. So I probably won't watch another Arsenal game this season for my mental health. But yeah, ABK, how was the game?
It was good. It was good. I mean, Brighton came in with a strong home record. I think they haven't lost since August. They haven't lost in 12 games, and we just steamrolled the team. Actually, to be honest, the first opening 10 minutes of the game, I don't know if you watched it. Brighton actually did pretty well, and I think the Brighton's press was really good, and they managed to cut through the Arsenal team really well. But I think after the initial 10 minutes, I think it was just all Arsenal, and we managed to win the game. Really strong dominance by the team. I'm really quite hopeful. Although I think we have the hardest fixtures of the two other title contenders, I feel like. We have a full team. I think that's one optimistic thing about Arsenal's team. I think most of the players are not injured, and I think really really strong performance. I think special mention to Kai Havertz. I think just looking at it from a I think we've talked about it from an FPL asset as well, from an FPL standpoint as well. I mean, if you want to have three Arsenal assets, because Arsenal is going to double in 34, right?
Yep.
So I think necessary to have Saka. That's a must. Everybody has to have Saka in the team. He has penalties in him, and he returns the most out of all the attacking players. And then I think the second asset that most people will have is the cheapest nailed defender in the Arsenal team, which is Gabriel, and he's also a goal scoring defender. So you have Saka and Gabriel. I think those are the two must haves. I think for me, the third best option is either to go for
Odegaard.
No, I would say Havertz. I would say Havertz still over Odegaard.
Yeah, either Havertz or
second.
Dear brothers of Islam. So his question is, Farisa's question is double Arsenal defense a good idea for 33 and dead end 34? Since they have been quite a fortress lately, not only with the clean sheets but really limiting Man City, Luton and Brighton attacks. Do you think they can repeat versus Aston Villa? So, ABK, you disagree lah slightly. You rather go for a double attack, right?
No. I say you either go for
Which one you prefer?
Double.
Which one's better? For 33 and DN 34.
I mean, discuss this in the second part of the pod lah. So at least all the FPL information.
Can.
But I get where ABK is coming from. I think Arsenal form is pretty decent. I think there's some maturity in Arteta's outlook into this season's title running. We've seen what he can do with a low block against City. We see the same the team changing its structure again against Brighton. But I think the real challenge for Arsenal right now will be the away game at Tottenham and then the away game at United. And I think
as a Liverpool fan,
Klopp says he's confident Arsenal can win United if United plays the same way against.
Bro, if Arsenal get 28 shots like Liverpool, they will definitely win the game. 100%. That's what I agree with Klopp. But anyway, as a Liverpool fan, I hope Arsenal and Man City plays in that semi-final in the Champions League. I think that will be very good for Liverpool, I feel like, with that clash. But anyway, what's that I want to say? We'll talk about assets later. You don't touch now. So, let's talk about Gabriel's miss, though. You said the first 10 minutes, right? I think inside the first minute, he basically missed an open goal. Which was,
But I think it's football.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think Gabriel is a stand-up player. I think if you look at I saw some stats, right? He has taken more shots than all the defenders combined. So, I think, I don't know why he's the cheapest among defenders. He should be the most expensive. Like White and Saliba are like 0.5 more around there. So I think Gabriel is an easy pick with the price. Shall we move anyone else to brew, guys?
I just want to give a shout out to Luton. I think it's the first win in a long time. 2-1 against the Bournemouth. And I don't know, if there's any there's any team that I wish could accomplish something this season, is Luton. I've grown this small sense of
kinship.
Like this. Luton. I love the stadium. I love how this team, despite all its setback, it's like a squad depth, like a small stadium. Even before the start of the season, people were saying their stadium won't fit for VAR. How are they going to do it and all this? And despite all this, they came into the season, I think they are one of the better teams to watch in terms of excitement from the lower end of the Premier League table. So I think now they are on 25 points, just on goal difference with Nottingham Forest. So, I mean, Nottingham Forest, Everton drop points for FFP, right? And Luton is showing us how you can actually be sustainable and actually compete. So I don't know, from a relegation point of view, I'm hoping that Luton survives this one.
I think a special shout out also to Ross Barkley as a player. I think Ross Barkley he went down this path of there are lots of all these English players that were part of the England national setup, and then after that maybe they lost their form or they got injured, and then they kind of look like they're so example of a player like that is maybe Dele Alli or Jack Wilshere. They got injured, and then after that they just
disappeared.
They just disappeared and they just like disappeared into nothingness. But Barkley is like showing forms of resurgence, you know. And I think, kudos to him for, you know, like not like going to some, you know, like Saudi league or like American league, you know, like he's trying to fight it out in the EPL where it matters really, you know. Like he's okay to fight it out in a relegation team, and he's really shining for the team. So,
and also they gave him a chance lah. Then let's put it that way.
Sorry,
they also gave him a chance. Like not many players got the chance and take it lah. I mean, we saw Lingard at Nottingham Forest, and then didn't get that
exactly.
One
Lingard is also one of these players. Yeah.
Anyway, Everton got deducted another 2 points last night. So they are just 2 points ahead of Luton. With one game left. But I think Luton, there's a chance. There's a fighting chance.
I was reading this Reddit comment about Everton. Like Everton is like Gryffindor, and then like the Premier League is like Professor Snape. Like to just randomly, arbitrarily deduct points.
We're looking at the top four teams, right? So neck and neck, we have of course top three is fighting neck and neck for the Premier League title, and then in the fourth spot we have very closely against each other Aston Villa and Tottenham. Who you think is gonna edge this one, Tottenham or?
I think it's gonna be.
I think fifth place will get Champions League, right? It's a bit I think fifth place will get Champions League. So.
Why?
No, I think fifth place will get Champions League. So
why?
It won't matter as much the fourth and fifth because of the Champions League. So it's not confirmed yet, but it's a high chance that fifth place will be enough for Champions League. You have to wait for one more round of the Europe, I think. Then they will figure out the coefficients thing, and I think England will have a fifth spot for Champions League.
Oh wow!
So that means that Villa and Spurs wouldn't matter, But yeah, but if you ask me if it matters, right? I think Spurs Spurs looking good now, but of course they just won, right? And Villa lost. Villa drew. Yeah, I'm feeling more Spurs. How about you guys?
I think Villa is losing a bit like their steam a bit. They were having a good run of form, and then now I think they are losing steam a bit in terms of consistency in their performances.
Okay.
Yeah, but just a quick one. Spurs. I mean, Spurs is my outside favorite to finish in the top four .
Okay.
Big Inch. Like, we don't see much from him, but for coming to this season, first season, and taking up this Tottenham team without Harry Kane, I think he's given the fan a set of beliefs again. And I think I hope he comes on with the result at home against the North London rivals.
No chance.
But Poro, first goal for Spurs. Finally, when he's not in my team, he
oh, first goal of the first goal for Spurs.
His first
of
goal
the season.
For Spurs in the Premier League.
Oh wow. I did not know that.
Real no, last season he's got
No.
This season. I mean we were expecting him to return from what game week 10?
Game
week 11, but finally he returns. And do you guys see Van de Ven's goal?
It was rocket, man.
I mean, a lot of crazy goals this week. I just want to shout out to Kevin De Bruyne as well, KDB. What a player, man! What an immense player. I think I won't be surprised if City also just pops up again with all the wins. They got pretty decent fixtures as well.
So no, I was about to say. I won't be surprised if he's benched the next game against Luton.
And then after that, Foden with the hat-trick.
I think Foden, I don't know, I have this funny feeling. I remember owning Foden. He was like dropped out of nowhere, and then he continued to be dropped. So I have a bad feeling. But I'm dead-ending anyway, so I guess it's not a worry for me. But I'm just afraid. I'm going to get him on my workout too. So I'm slightly afraid of Foden. But for now, I think Foden will probably get back into the team. I think Foden continue.
City have the easiest fixtures, man, moving ahead.
They win all the games.
They've got like Luton, Brighton, Nottingham Forest, Wolves, Fulham,
Spurs away.
Sam United, man. But still, like, I don't know, like, there must be some funny business back end to handle the season with such games.
I know you say you are scared of Spurs for us, right? I think Spurs will gladly let us win. Because they don't want Arsenal to win the title. So at home to Spurs, I think there's 3 points. But that's me being overconfident again.
Not probably overconfident now, but yeah. This is just silly talk.
I think at home is fine. At home, we won't lose at home. I think I'm very confident at home. But anyway, let's move on to the
fixtures.
Let's move on to the big game, okay? The rules of the week. So in this segment, we discuss players or teams that could have done much better this game week and deserve.
Yeah, deserves all the rules that coming their way. So of course, I think we're segging right into Liverpool FC. Taking 28 shots against United, away from home. It's just frustrating to watch, lah. I mean, 7 big chances, we only converted 1 out of 7 big chances, and
that's
then the first one, the penalty.
Oh, the first one was also a big chance, is it? Okay.
Yeah, it was
the fact chance, that we needed 2 set pieces to score. We didn't even score from open play despite the million shots. But yeah.
Talking about great goals, it was a super goal by Kobbie Mainoo.
Even Bruno, bro. Yeah, I think Bruno's goal was crazy. Yeah.
It wasn't crazy, lah. It was an open goal.
He took a big risk. He could easily miss it, lah. I feel like another player would have missed it. Bruno is just too good. I don't think it's an easy finish. Do you think it's an easy finish? It's not, right? It's difficult, yeah.
I mean, it's expected of you, right? You're Premier League captain of a top club, and then there's an open goal.
I'm saying Bruno, any other player will miss it in the team. Bruno is capable, but if there is like another player, I think easily could have missed. But anyway,
technical ability in terms of like shooting, Fernandes is good, lah.
Okay, but.
But I was seeing this video about how like Kobbie Mainoo's goal is the almost exact replica. Because this is debut goal. It's an exact replica of Macheda's goal. Debut goal.
It's not his debut goal.
Was it not?
He scored the winner against Wolves.
Yeah,
his debut goal. Crazy goal.
Hopefully his career fizzles out as exact replicate to Macheda.
No, actually, I think it's good. I think Mainoo is a player that is important if you look at from an England perspective. I think that they need more bodies in the midfield.
But why are we looking? We're not English, bro, so screw that.
No, lah.
Just an interesting fact. Liverpool registered 90 shots against United in all competitions this season. Right, so home and away in the Premier League and also in the FA Cup knockout stages. And we didn't even manage to win, sir. We lost 1, draw 2. That was just a boogie team. Give it to them, lah. At the end of the day, they get these banter points from this dismal season.
Let's rank the top three, right? Our front three, rather. Who, like, let's rank how frustrated, who were you frustrated more with, like, top three in our front three?
Darwin has been number one.
Number one for me is Mo Salah.
Really?
Yeah.
There were so many chances that landed on his feet that he could have converted if he took his time. But he was rushing it a little bit. Huh?
Second, Diaz or Darwin? Will you like want to throw your TV at?
No, to me, just Salah. La. The rest, I don't have much expectation.
Bro, Darwin and Diaz was like equally horrible.
Horrible. Yeah, I mean, like I said, this front three hasn't been clicking for whatever reason. I think that Salah. I mean, there's no excuse. At the end of the day, there's no excuse. But. Yeah, like what Klopp said, this is the same team that got us 71 points. We had Conor Bradley and Kwanzaa in defense. Like, those are still chinks in the armor, as we saw how Kwanzaa gave the ball. But I mean, kudos to Kwanzaa. I thought he picked up quite strongly where he messed up. I mean, for a youngster, that's pretty awesome. And I'm actually pretty glad that I moved out of Bradley early, because... I think
he could have easily hauled this game, bro. He was so advanced.
But the way he plays, right? Like his body, his how do you put it? Like his body language, right? He's a player that's fizzling out of form. That's my opinion, my personal opinion, not biased, but my personal opinion. Looking at the way he plays, I feel that Trent can easily come in and pick up where he's left off.
Yeah, so he's losing that form. Trent, Jota, and Alisson are back to team training this week. So maybe they might not get this week, but by game week 34, you expect those three to play a part lah. So yeah, as for the front three, I asked Anwar to rank, right? I think Mo Salah was also number one for me, and I think second is like Darwin lah. So for Game Week 34, right, I'm thinking like I look at some stats, right? Darwin hasn't been taking a lot of shots too, and Diaz like underlying stats is much better. So like for the last 10 games, so yeah, I'm feeling more Diaz than Darwin for the 34 because of Darwin just looks. He's not, there's no like, you know, back then when he has a lot of shots, right, we can at least say that his underlying is good. But now it's Diaz's turn to have the underlying, even though Diaz was also poor lah. But yeah, so Diaz over Darwin for me. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm actually you know, last week I was saying like I bring in Diaz and Darwin, right, for the double. But I'm thinking out of Darwin, I'm actually strongly considering bringing in Havertz over Diaz in my midfield. And then for Liverpool asset, probably a defensive asset lah, like Virgil or someone that like in defence lah. Yeah. So
ABK has doubt.
You think Kwanzaa will continue playing?
Nah, no. You can't guarantee. Because Konate is fit. He's been on the bench for some unknown reason.
The only nil player I think I would say is Virgil.
Robo and Virg. Yeah. Yeah, but Robo hasn't been producing. Robo hasn't been producing. But if I mean again, just from a purely FPL point of view, Robo ages a bit from Virgil in terms of potential attacking contribution. So that's it. But Big Virg has scored from set pieces, although not as many lah. So
I think Virgil will be is slightly more near also lah, because if Trent is back, right, I think Big Joe will probably play some games, so he might go left back. So when the fact that they are same price, I'll just go with Virgil lah, because you need them to play in a double. So
I think the other team that I want to roast is Chelsea. Yeah. Like quick one. I mean, you came. I mean, they just cannot seem to find the momentum in this team to get some results, man. Like this is the most erratic, weird team that's assembled together. That just cannot get. I mean, against garbage, like what was it? Garbage by name, garbage by nature.
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Like 2-2, you letting goals to make Burnley.
They came off a 4-3 win against Man U, and then they're like talking so much, and then Sheffield United is gonna win.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Like, I mean, Cole Palmer with the assist, he's been returning. I mean, Jackson is still starting. I don't know what's up with that. But
Sterling on the bench.
Yeah, I'm Sterling on the bench. I don't know.
Striker,
I
just, no one.
I
just feel that.
And Kunku is. I'm feeling like this Chelsea team is like a Frankenstein team. They
like you just put pieces together.
And
I don't know.
There's no system to the purchases they buy. They just macam it's
correct,
like
correct.
They look at the owner like go to Football Manager, they search some player.
It's not even Football Manager, bro. It's like you go online, you search top young talents around the world, and then like okay, the top 10 some random person list, and then like okay, this guy not bad . His potential average rating is could be a 93 left by him. But that being said, just a special mention to Thiago Silva. Came in with a goal, and he came in after what we thought was a finished career at PSG. And yesterday was his 100th appearance in the Premier League for Chelsea. Right, so it's amazing the longevity of his career, man. I mean, like he had a decent career at AC Milan. Went to PSG, carved out, a legendary status there at PSG. And then now at Chelsea, like, amid this shambolic team, he's still putting in the performance that he has at the age of 39. I think it's amazing.
But he only played because Gusto was out. Di Sassi went right back. So I expect him to miss out when Gusto comes back. Yeah. But anyway... Speaking of Chelsea, we'll talk more about them. There was an announcement of a double game week. Stay tuned. And let's move on to part 2. But before that, don't forget to follow us on all our socials. The links are embedded on our episode description.
Yep, we appreciate all of your support, guys. And remember, if you have any feedback, don't forget. Don't be ashamed to, or don't be shy to reach out to us on Telegram.
We will be back for part 2. See you. We're FPL Copy Talks signing out.
You're listening to FPL Kopi Talks. Right here. Right now.